Walt Disney World Memories Podcast, Memory 38, Reflections, well, Wonders of China. Today's memory is made possible by the recurring supporters. These are listeners like you that are helping to ensure that we can continue to produce high-quality family entertainment as we've been doing since 2006. As a thank you for their generosity, these supporters receive gifts from me like ad-free and early access to episodes. If you would like to find out how to join the recurring supporters for as little as $1 a month, visit our website at www.memories.net/support. You can now become a supporter directly through Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Patreon, as well as many other ways. I hope you can agree that the work we have put into the show is worth it and would consider a small support donation. Again, to find out how you can help, go to www.memories.net/support. Hello and welcome to Memory 38 of the Walt Disney World Memories Podcast. My name is Lou and I'll once again be your host as we take this journey into another Disney World memory. Well, it's been a really long time and my work has been absorbing all of my weekdays for a while now, meaning the weekends typically go to my family, so that unfortunately has left me with little time left over for hobbies, things as podcasts. But that's beginning to change and I'm hoping to get back to doing this every other week. Format of podcasting that I had started, but we'll just have to see. So hang in there. I'm coming back, guys. I'm not gone. So now before we get into the memory, though, I do have one big announcement. I am going to Disneyland. That's right, not Disney World, Disneyland. In June, I'll be making a trip to California for my brother's wedding, and our family is also going to take a little bit of a vacation while we're out there. So part of that, of course, has to be a couple of days at the Disneyland Resort, where I hope to collect some other memories that maybe I can share with you. So back to the show, though. Today, we're back to our original format. No trip requests, no videos, and that means just a regular request. Today's request completes actually an email that I've been pulling from, yep, from Brian. His last request was for the Wonders of China movie, and I do believe he hasn't been the only one that's made this request. So this is one we should really all enjoy. It's going to involve two stops at the China Pavilion in Epcot. Yep. The first one is in December of 2001. This one's a stereo memory. It's a little bit older, in which we'll jump right into the movie. There's none of the pre-talking. We actually meet up with my family just as we're getting in the last of the warnings about the theater not actually moving. You're going to feel like it and just lean against the rails, but don't sit on them. You know, the typical spiel. And the movie begins. The second memory is from May of 2007. This one's a binaural memory, so headphones on, and we happen upon Xishan. I don't know how to pronounce her name. You know, she's playing some of the Chinese folk music right there in the front hallway. Oh, and it's wonderful. It's so much fun. Just before the movie begins, she comes up and announces a couple of songs, and then they open the doors, and my wife and my in-laws and I all take our spot, and the movie begins again, just as normal. So now you may be asking, why two versions of this? Why not just play the latest one? Well, in 2003, Disney changed the movie from The Wonders of China to Reflections of China. So I've actually got recordings of both movies. So this movie has some similarities, but there are noticeable differences. It's not quite as drastic as, you know, say, Canada, but it's still noticeable. Now sit back, relax, close your eyes, and come with me as we soar through the wonders and reflections of China.
Please do not sit on the rail because they will not suspend your support and weight as well as your children.
Signs to support your way.
Jeremy.
For countless centuries, the people of the world knew China only through her paintings. The fantastic scenery and unusual landscapes are not the fanciful creation of artists, but the reality of China. Perhaps nowhere else on earth does one country encompass such a diversity. From the vast western wilderness of Xinjiang province to the harsh deserts of Gansu.
Multi-cameras.
From the roof of the world. To the tropical rainforest.
I am Li Bai. I was a poet in the 8th century, the Tang Dynasty. But that's not important now. I've come to show you modern China. These are the grasslands of Inner Mongolia. Traditions are very strong here, such as giving passing strangers some tea. Oh, you go on ahead. I'll be right there. Everywhere one sees our history. Begun 24 centuries ago, the Great Wall once stretched like a dragon across the northern border of China. Now, like many other historical treasures, it is one of China's legacies of the past. Centuries, this dangerous intersection of three rivers has been guarded by a silent stone sentinel, the giant Buddha of Leshan. China also has a living legacy of her past, a classic thinking aha. Beijing is perhaps the greatest legacy of China's imperial past, the Forbidden City. For over 500 years, it was the center of the earth, and no one entered without the permission of the emperor. since the declaration of the People's Republic, the Forbidden City is no longer forbidden. Twenty-four emperors, called the Sons of Heaven, ruled from the Dragon Throne. When I first came here, I was overwhelmed by its sheer size. Today, it still has the power to humble. During the European Renaissance, the emperors of the Ming Dynasty built this walled city of 6 palaces and 9,000 rooms. How dramatic that moment must have been when the common people first entered these once hallowed grounds. Gone are the landlords, warlords, and emperors. It is now a special place for all Chinese. Why do I live among the green mountains? I laugh and answer not. My soul is serene.
We have had a long history. Much of it has been recorded in this fashion. However, it may be said that the history of the Chinese people is not written in ink, but with water.
Water, at times too much and sometimes not enough. It has been China's sorrow for ages. Along the 3,000 miles of Yangtze River live and work one-tenth of the population of the world. They are no longer the servants of water, but its master. Terraces climb like a thousand steps up the mountain walls. The green fields stretch across the plain. All things pass with the east flowing river. Suzhou, its very name means plentiful water. This 3,000-year-old city sits on the Grand Canal, the largest man-made waterway in the world. Many travelers have passed this way. Marco Polo, for example, he once called Suzhou the Venice of the East.
I suppose if I had traveled to Europe, they would now call Venice the Suzhou of the West.
At the end of those east-flowing rivers is one of the world's greatest cities, Shanghai. Its European influence is unmistakable, but its vitality, variety and sophistication are distinctly Chinese.
Thank you.
Shanghai, the city of cosmopolitan delights. Morning exercises along the West Lake make Hangzhou seem worlds apart from Shanghai. First made the difficult climb to the top of Huangshan during the Tang Dynasty. It hasn't changed. The formations, the solitude, the weather, all create a feeling of serenity. A poet of the Ming Dynasty once wrote, "After seeing the five sacred mountains, ordinary mountains are nothing. After seeing Huangshan, the five sacred mountains are nothing." China is so vast that even within her borders, there are distant lands. In the far northeast, there is Heilongjiang. Winter here can last 6 months. Where others might curse the climate, these people celebrate. Far to the south is Yunnan Province, where the Xilin Stone Forest is one of the unique works of nature. Here too is the homeland of one of China's national minorities, the Yi people. Western frontier lies the wilderness that is Xinjiang province. Its capital, Urumqi, is so far from any ocean, it is the most inland city on earth.
I just want to see the way off balance.
Jia Yuguang in Gansu province was once a way station on the ancient Silk Road. Oh yes, I almost forgot. Out here in the Gobi Desert, one also finds the extreme western end of the Great Wall. With its tail lying in the desert, the dragon's head lies thousands of miles to the east at Shanghai Guan, where it drinks from the Bohai Sea. To a place of unique beauty called Reflu Cave. The same forces that shaped these pillars of stone have done a more remarkable job directly above us. The landscape of Guilin is unsurpassed in all of China. Indeed, all the world.
The unusual hills are limestone formations called karst. They were thrust upward from an ancient seabed and then eroded by wind and rain. Whatever their origin, for centuries they have been the subject of countless artists and poets, like myself. Like a silver snake through scattered dragon's teeth. Whoever looks on this loses himself in eternity. Well, we have returned once more to Beijing, having seen the face of the land from both far and near. But there are other faces to China.
We're now at the Temple of Heaven, where we've come full circle. I wrote a poem many years ago. It's like this. This is the place where we must sever. You go thousands of miles, my friend, once forever. Like a floating clouds, we drift apart. The sunset lingers like the feelings of my heart.
Thank you.
amazing, huh? Good, thank you.
Good, great. In China, we say ni hao, which means hello. Ni hao, everyone.
Ni hao.
Ni hao. My name is Wei Ning from Hong Kong. I'm official reflections of China is most ready. But before the show starts, I would like to introduce the temple to all of you. The temple which you just entered through was based on the Hall of Fame of the Empress, which is located in Beijing. And it is one of the famous buildings inside the Temple of Heaven's Park. The original hall was built over 500 years ago in the Ming Dynasty, and each year the Emperor of China would go there and pay for the gold cross for the coming year. In about a movie show Reflections of China, it is a 360-degree subtle vision movie, and it will last for 14 minutes long. Inside the movie show, you will visit those famous settings, such as the Great Wall, Forbidden City, Tiananmen Square, as well as the modern cities, Shanghai, Beijing, Macau, and Bahamas, Hong Kong. So are you ready? Yes? Please bring all of your belongings and stand behind the red carpet. The doors will be open for you right now. Thank you very much.
Once again, welcome to China. Before the movie show starts, for your safety, I would like to remind you, as a courtesy of our guests, please turn off your cell phone and pagers. No eating, drinking, smoking, and flash photography during the movie. And for your safety, please do not sit on the rails, since they were not designed to support your weight or the weight of your children. And if you would like to leave for any reason, please push the door on the left. I hope you enjoy the movie show. In China, we will say 谢谢, which means thank you. 谢谢.
Ah, China. When one thinks of this magnificent country, one cannot help but envision the Wanli Changcheng. The Great Wall. It once stretched like a mighty dragon across 4,000 miles of China. Welcome. I am Li Bai, a poet of the Tang Dynasty, and I have returned to share with you reflections of my beloved China. Like this great wall, it winds like a road across timeless landscapes, but one can also find landscapes that are ever changing. Shanghai, a city forever reinventing itself. Vibrant, sophisticated, romantic. As Shanghai reflects modern China, historic Nanjing Road reflects modern Shanghai. Set your gaze across the Huangpu River and you will find a new China that reaches for the sky. Yet in this city of East meets West, one can still find treasures of Shanghai's stately European influence. Even in the hectic pace of modern China, there is always time for Tai Chi, a tradition that has endured for centuries. Up here on Huangshan, at the Sea of Clouds, painters and poets like myself have been inspired for generations. In China, we say a poem in every painting, and a painting in every poem. We have had a long history. Much of it has been recorded in this fashion. However, it may be said that the history of the Chinese people is not written in ink, but with water. The mighty Yangtze River. A fellow poet once wrote, "Traveling against the currents of the Yangtze is more difficult than climbing to heaven." That may have been once true, but no longer. There is no better example of China's harmony with water than Suzhou. This ancient city sits on the longest man-made waterway in the world. When Marco Polo traveled this way, he called Suzhou the Venice of the East. I suppose if I had traveled to Europe, they would now call Venice the Suzhou of the West. So vast is China that even within her borders are many exotic lands and contrasts. From the serenity of Heavenly Lake to the busy night market of Urumqi. Here one discovers that Xinjiang province is home to many ethnic peoples with their own unique customs and their own unique cuisines. Out here in the Gobi Desert, one still finds travelers on the ancient Silk Road. The same road that over 700 years ago brought Marco Polo to these very gates. The gates of Jiayuguan, the extreme western end of the Great Wall. A visit to Inner Mongolia shows us a reflection of an earlier time. Here, the nomadic people still live much as they always have. Far to the south is Yunnan Province, home to many of China's national minorities. The cultures of this province are as diverse as the landscape, like the Shaolin Stone Forest, one of nature's unique wonders. In the far northeast is Heilongjiang. Although winter here can last 6 months, the people celebrate by carving magical sculptures of ice. Macau. After 400 years, this exotic land of Portuguese charm is once more within China's borders. Hong Kong, one of the most exciting cities on Earth. A city steeped in Western culture, but still uniquely Chinese. Even Hong Kong's buildings, thrusting ever skyward, reflect the city's vitality. Hong Kong, ever on the move. Yes, the Chinese landscape changes swiftly, but one can also find enduring legacies that reflect our past. Everywhere one sees our history. Ancient treasures, like the Nine Dragon Screen, reflect our traditions. Dragons were a powerful symbol of the emperor's authority. For centuries, the tombs of China's emperors have been watched over by these remarkable warriors of terracotta, and these figures of stone. And for 800 years, this intersection of three rivers has been protected by a silent sentinel, the giant Buddha of Lishan. One can find a living legacy of China's past in the world-famous Peking Opera. Beijing is perhaps China's greatest legacy, the Forbidden City. Imagine courtyards that could hold 100,000 members of the imperial court. For 500 years, this vast walled city was the home of 24 emperors, the sons of heaven. But today, all the world can pass through this gate. Tiananmen Square. To stand here is to stand at the heart of China. Beihai Park was once a playground for the emperor, but now it is a playground for all of China.
Place of unique beauty called Three Flute Cave.
pillars of stone have done a more remarkable job directly above us. Unsurpassed in all of China. Countless artists and poets have struggled to capture the unique beauty of this region. The Li River winds like a silver snake through these scattered dragon's teeth. I once wrote, "Whoever looks on this loses himself in eternity." We have seen many reflections of China, but the true face of China can be found in our people. Sadly, that means this is where we must part. But I hope you will return to China someday. A wave of the hand now, and I am gone. Lowering my head, I dream that I am home. Until we meet again, Sai Jian.
Thank you for coming. I hope you
enjoy
sleeping reflections of my homeland. Now, please exit through the open door. China, we'll say 再见, which means goodbye. 再见.
Nice. Great movies. Thank you, Brian, for requesting them. If you'd like to request a memory to visit, send an email to requests@www-memories.net. For more information and photos of the China Pavilion, as well as many other Disney World attractions, please visit my website. From the podcast link on the website, you can download older memories, read show notes, leave me comments, and maybe donate to my memory archive recovery fund I mentioned in episode 18A. Also, I love hearing from you, so if you'd like to give me some feedback directly about this or other episodes, email me at podcast@wdw-memories.net. Or if you'd like to take a second to leave me some feedback on iTunes, that would be great. It helps us, others find us, and it keeps the show growing. And also, if you like to find me, I'm also on Twitter and on Facebook, so just see the links in the show notes. And if you have suggestions of memories I shouldn't miss, or even suggestions of things that I should do with a 2-year-old girl at Disneyland Resort, I'd love to hear them. So thanks again for listening, and join me again in 2 weeks as we relive another Walt Disney World, or maybe Disneyland, memory. Bye.